I mean, no, we're just trying to set a statement. We're trying to, we're just trying to do what we do out there, man, honestly. We're just trying to go out there and play football for 60 minutes and go out there and give our best performance that we could do. And we've been doing that for the past two games. Only thing we can do now is get ready for Denver and, you know, move on and go and get ready to practice, man. Practice make perfect, and we practice hard and we work hard, so we just got to go out there and keep on doing the same things we've been doing and just keep on working hard, and everything should fall right for us.
Did you see how much Denver's been struggling to run the ball so far this year? What does that tell you guys?
That doesn't mean nothing. It's the NFL. You could be on one week, you could be off the next week. You know, our whole mindset is up front is to stop the run, you know. If they're not running the ball well, we don't know. We really don't care if they're not running the ball well. Only thing we know is play our keys and make sure we stop the run when we go up against them. And that's all we basically do. We're playing well. We're rushing coverage. We're doing that great. And we're just playing great team football right now.
Are you guys as a defense geared especially well toward stopping pocket passers? The last couple weeks have been pocket guys. You got another one coming up.
I don't know, man. Whoever they put in front of us, I feel like we're going to stop. You know, that's how I feel. I feel that we're just trained and we're training ready. Every opportunity we get, we're going to put our best foot forward and we're going to go out there and execute. We're just going to go out there and execute our assignment and execute the play calling and go out there and get the job done.
It's early, but with how your D-line is clicking, does this remind you of other teams that you've had where the up front has been so cohesive so fast?
Yeah, I've been here in the past when we had Jared and Kevin, but, you know, I'm not built on the past. I'm built on the future, and we got great guys in our group, in our D-line room that's doing great things right now. Linval, Joseph, B-Rob, Sharif, up and down the board. We got great guys doing great things, and, you know, we just gonna talk about us right now, and we're doing great things, and the biggest thing for us to do is go out there and just practice well, keep on practicing well, and go out there and compete like we're doing. That's the easiest get. They seen our tape, and they seen that we play physical. So, you know, I feel like they're not going to allow us to get to them as much, but we're going to find a way to get to them. We have the best coaches that's going to come up with the best game plan for us to go out there and execute, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out there with the game plan that they give us and go out there and execute. Us as players, we're going to execute, and then as coaches, they're going to coach.
You've seemingly rattled some pretty good quarterbacks in the last few weeks. Can Peyton Manning be rattled?
We just do what we do. When we step on that field for 60 minutes, we're going to give them what we got. And at the end of the 60 minutes, then you tell us if you're going to be rattled or not.
Is there an intimidation factor that you guys try to establish?
No intimidation. It's just our physicality. We just go out there and be physical, and we go out there and hit. And, you know, we just play the game football like it's supposed to be played. Hard hits, legal hits. You know, we don't take cheap shots. We just want to play football the hard, physical way, and that's how we know how to play.
It depends on the looks I give you, but it all seems like you're feed off each other, like you have a competition with the other guys on the line in a good way, too.
Yeah, you know, the NFL, it's all about competition. You know, we compete. That's all the biggest thing. You compete to be the best. You compete to be the best team. You compete to be the greatest team you could be in. If we keep on competing and keep on playing and keep on doing all the small details, the right thing, and executing the way we're doing, we're going to be hard to beat, but we got to keep on doing it for 16 weeks, and it starts with Denver coming up this week. So.
But, I mean, you compete against each other, right?
Yeah, we compete against each other, yeah. But, you know, but when we get out the field, it shows how we compete against each other, and it shows out there on the field against our opponents. So.
Everson, do you think you guys on both sides of the ball have established your identity these past couple of weeks? I mean, this is the blueprint.
We're getting there. Coach Zimmer said that in there. We're getting there. You know, it takes more than three games to establish your identity, but we're getting there. You know, the more consistent you are with it, the better team we're going to be. And the more we consistently hit and grind and be physical and outplay teams and out-hustle teams, and then, you know, you build your identity yourself. So, you know, we got to do it over the course of 16 weeks, and then we can build our identity. Until then, I feel like we got to keep on grinding and keep on doing what we're doing to get where we want to go.
In your opinion, how do you explain the huge difference between week one and the past 2 weeks in stopping the run?
Week one, I'm always going to say they were the better team, San Fran. They were the better team that week. We came out sluggish. We looked tired. We played at 9:30 our time, you know. But at the end of the day, we're 2-1 right now, and we're on the verge of being 3-1. We just got to go out there and beat Denver, go out there and play for 60 minutes, do all the right things, and we could beat Denver.
But being a leader up front, did you say anything different? Did you reorganize everyone? What happened after that game for you guys, your line?
You know, we know what we could do, and we knew what we could do. And the performance that we put out there on Monday night, that wasn't us. And we just want to make sure that people know how we play football here, and this is the way we play. The past two games, that's how we're going to play for the rest of the season. And I feel like as long as we practice the way we're practicing and do it all the small details and execute, you know, we got a chance to be a really good team here.